처음 내가 저 못 살았구나 하고 많이 반성하시고
He was listening to the principle of creation and also listening about the principle of restoration thinking, and he said that I have worked so hard to build foundation of faith, but I need to make more effort to build a strong foundation of substance. I hope that all of you can also listen to the principle of creation and really have this content resound within your hearts. Did you have a nice breakfast? It's such a nice time to eat breakfast, and right after breakfast, it's easy to get tired. So I hope that you can fight through this and really I can pour my heart out into this lecture. I am here giving this word today, but I am also in the position to study this content together with all of you. This is the principle of creation. The table of contents. Father said that if you just explain about the table of contents, read them, then you can give the core of the principle. So, introduction. What is the principle of creation? Father said that the principle of creation is the blueprint for the creation of man's life and the universe. And in order to understand life in the universe correctly, we need to understand God. You must know God. Without knowing the principle of creation, we cannot live our life correctly. What does it mean to live life correctly? It means to live in accordance with God's blueprint, how God's purpose for man's life. In order to use something well, like a thing, we need to know how to use it. Use it according to plan. If you put 200 volts into something that requires only 100 volts, then you will destroy that machine instantly. We have to know how to live according to the principle. How to live according to the blueprint. When was the purpose decided? For things, the purpose is decided when it's made in the factory, the blueprint for that object. And the purpose for man was created at the time of creation. Principle of creation. So people that live well are people who live In this world, the standard to decide whether we live well or not, people say, well, if you have a lot of money or if you have good position, if you have a lot of fame, then you have been successful. But in the principle, people that live well are people who live in accordance with the principle of creation, and people that aren't living well are people that aren't living in accordance with the principle of creation. So fallen people are in the state of a broken person, people with severe illness. True parents say that people are living in this state of destruction now because we have fallen and we don't know the principle of creation. So if we teach people the principle of creation, then the people can live in accordance with the way that God created us to live according with, and then people can become people that are successful, people with God's blessing. True parents have given us such a valuable principle. They have taught us the principle. But how do we use this principle? How do we make this our life? This principle shouldn't just be understood by our heads, but it should be our life. This principle wasn't just a blueprint to make the creation in the very beginning, but this principle governs and guides all of God's creations forever. So all things and the center of all things, mankind, stand on a higher plane than all things, and we must know exactly how God wants us to live. The view of God how we view God is the core of all the problems in this world. And so, ancient philosophy, people have been trying to determine the core of the universe. In ancient philosophy, they dealt with the constituents of the universe without determining the essence of the material. They were trying to find the essence of the universe, and they found the material, but not the internal nature of that material. Thales saw the origin of the universe as water, and Anaximander was the boundless something, and Anaximenes saw it as air, Heraclitus saw it as number, fire, Pythagoras saw it as numbers, Parmenides as the state of it being, it is, Empedocles cite as air, fire, earth, and water, and Aristotle as the first principle. In Eastern philosophy, there's the Li Qi theory. They saw Qi as the substance of the universe. Qi has yang and yin, and then there are five agents: metal, wood, fire, water, and soil. But both Asian philosophy and Eastern philosophy weren't able to completely understand what the essence of God is. So the philosophical conflict of the Middle Ages was, what is the origin of the universe? It's the existence of God, the essence of the universe, spirit or matter. Also in this modern age, everybody has the question whether man is spirit or man is matter, the democratic world and communist world. The science of today reveals that the ultimate causal element of matter is energy. That things are not just constituted of material, but out of energy. And recent quantum physics is finding the direction and purpose for this energy, that energy has an internal nature. So, recent quantum physics will be able to find the origin of this energy. And nowadays, they think that the origin of all this energy must be God. Then, how does God exist? And if He exists, then what kind of relationship should we have with God? So, does He exist or not? And if He does, then what are His characteristics and how can we know them? People have been discussing about this and debating about this for a long time without coming to a clear, solid definition. The pre-existing view of God cannot explain these points clearly. I think they say, oh, God is a God of love. God is a God of goodness. God decides life, death, fortune, misfortune. God is a God of judgment. Of course, in the Unification Church, we say that God is all those things, but also, we see that in Genesis 1:27, God made man in His image. So we are His sons and daughters, and we need to resemble God. But what exactly we must resemble is not clear in the Bible. Then, what do we resemble about God? You might think that, oh, I have love, so maybe I resemble that, but I have goodness, I might resemble that, but what does the omnipotent, omnipresent God and I have in common? So the pre-existing view of God doesn't clearly explain the relationship of me and God. philosophy has really tried to understand who God is and what, how God exists. But the view of God and the unification principle is very clear. In the unification principle, been able to reveal what no other philosophy and theology has been able to make clear, making God very clear. What kind of view of God? Is that God is a God of dual characteristics. God has dual characteristics, and the relationship of God's dual characteristics and the created universe. God is a God of dual characteristics. We have heard this content over and over again. Then you might think, oh, he's going to talk about dual characteristics now. Oh, I know all that stuff. It's yang and yin and hyungsang, hyungsangsang. But, and that into the created beings, God is like Father. All unification people know this content. But unless we really, truly understand this content, we can't resemble God. The unification principle makes God's existence very clear. And when we are created as God's children, and we must resemble God. So we are going to study about what we should resemble about God. God is God of dual characteristics. Please remember these words very clearly in your minds. In Exodus 3:14 says that God is self-existent. In Romans 1:20, God's power and deity are perceived in the things that have been made. There is a common law. Moses went to Pharaoh and then Pharaoh said, which God sent you? And Moses said that God sent me. And Pharaoh said, how does God exist? And Moses said that God is self-existent. So, and also when we look at all things, because God's power and deity are perceived in the things that have been made, it's just said in the explanation of God in the Bible. The Marx, he made materialism. They used to be religious people, Marx and Stalin, but then how did they come to deny God? They would look at material and try to find God through material, but no matter how much they analyzed and studied the material, they couldn't see God. They would see molecules, atoms, particles, and then at that time, the conclusion was that all matter is made from matter, that the most fundamental part of matter is still matter. And that has been the standpoint of communism. But now we can prove that communism is wrong. In the laws of existence, the first law is the law of cause and effect, that if there is a cause, then there will be an effect. If there is an effect, there is a cause. And the second law is the law of resemblance, that whatever is created resembles that who created it. So all things have an invisible nature and an external visible form. If somebody was a teacher, or did many things during his life, then even if that person dies and people want to find out about that person, they can study his acts, the things that he did in his life, what he made, what he left behind, and what kind of ideology he had, and then they can understand the person even though he had already left this world. We can understand the person by what he leaves behind. And this is kind of how we can understand what we can't see by what we can see. So, Romans 1:20 says that God's power and deity are perceived in the things that have been made without exception. So the created things, there's a common law. All the created things have a law, and there's a common law for them. This is a very complicated diagram, but I've made this so that you can understand more easily the dual characteristics. If you can understand this diagram, then you can understand the fundamental way to solve all problems. So all things were made in six stages, and all of these things have a common law. So there is man, animals, plants, molecules, atoms, particles. They all have a common law. Man have male and female. Animals have male and female. Plants have stamen and pistil. Molecules, positive and negative. Ions, atoms have nucleus, electron. And particles have yang type, yin type particles. This is the common law within the common, all the created things. They have yang and yin. So all of this yang and yin come from the origin. So we can see that inside the origin there is yang and yin. The first cause has yang and yin, and because this is the origin, we call it original yang, original yin. And then resembling the original yang and yin, the creation was made into yang and yin. Can you see this curved line here, this first line is dividing this circle into left and right. So man and woman are in the relationship of left and right. And so God has both characteristics of yang and yin, and God is the united harmony of these two. And also, no matter whether you're a man or a woman, you have an internal nature and an external form. You have a songsang part and a hyungsang part. So your songsang, your internal nature, is not visible, but you have it. It's like your heart or your mind. And then there is your external form. If you are to build a building, then you want to build a building that you are satisfied with, right? And so you have a design in your head. Like, you design, you think, I want to have my roof look like this. I want to have the front door over here. And I want to build the walls out of this material. And inside of our minds, we can form these ideas. So once we have a decision, we get a picture in our mind, and this becomes our blueprint. We know that in order to build this house, we'll need much material, we'll need this kind of skill and that kind of skill. We have this all planned out in our minds. So, and when we work on this, then this becomes a substantial form. So, can say that even if it's invisible, then there's internal nature, external form. And so all man and woman, male and female, have heart and body, and even plants. Plants also have a heart to respond to nice words and nice music, nice heart, and then they can bloom beautifully. But if not, then they become sick. And also animals respond to people that have nice hearts and run away from people that don't. And also, material, molecules, and atoms are made out of material, but they have an internal inclination. And particles also are made out of energy. But this energy also has an internal inclination. Particles have a purpose so that they can all particles have a purpose to exist as themselves, and they have a direction to form, to come together and make atoms, and those atoms exist as themselves, and they also have a direction to unite with other atoms to form molecules, and these molecules form different shapes because of the certain direction that they have. The only way that they can do this is by having internal nature and external form. So we can see the internal nature and external form that is in the first cause that everything derives from. And because this source is the origin of all internal nature and all external forms, we call it the original internal nature and original external form. And to the united harmony of internal nature and external form, and to the created world, he has a more subjective character, and therefore exists in the masculine character to the created universe. So if we look, if we study material and look at the cause of material, and look deeper and deeper and deeper, then we reach nothing. And then that's why atheists want to prove that the end of the ultimate destination that we come to is nothing. They try to prove that there is no God. But when we investigate and search deeper and deeper, then we ultimately reach the first cause. We reach God, the only one. God is, in Japanese we call God Kamisama, in English we call God God. In Korean we say Hananim. Hana means one, and Nim is honorific. Hana. So, because Hananim can explain about God correctly, that word, that is why Korean can explain God's heart most precisely. Call God the ultimate mathematician, ultimate philosopher. We call God the one, the only one. The only one that has, and he has a character. It's not about a matter about whether I believe in God or not. But we need to reflect on ourselves, understanding that I am created as God's son or daughter, but how much am I resembling my father? We were created in his image, created to resemble what? We were. We were created in his image, with his internal nature, external form, yang and yin. If there's four things, then you might think, why didn't you just divide the circle in four even spaces?
왜 그러냐? 거기에서 미가 있고 그 미를 통해서 기쁨이 있고 그 기쁨을 통해서 행복을 느끼게 되는 것입니다. 그래서 오늘 그 젊은 애들 얘기 속에 보게 되면 여자를 보고 아, 저 여자 절벽이다 그런 얘기를 많이 합니다.
Sometimes people look at women and they say that, oh, she looks like a wall, meaning that she doesn't have any breasts. And in order, because she has breasts, then it was more beautiful with the curves. If you go to Las Vegas, all the women have very big breasts. They all have gotten surgery. Will they have sons and daughters and give them milk? This is all because of beauty. God You have to know that God is now working from the bottom of hell to realize his ideals. True Father has already started working on that. So God's internal nature and God's external form is God's external form is like his body. His internal nature is his Shimjung, true love. And because of God's Shimjung and true love, God has a character. So this is the center of God. And God is an infinite spirit. This is God's divine nature. Therefore, men that resemble God have divine nature. So if we resemble God, then we will resemble God's divine nature. People that resemble God's Shimjung and God's true love. And at the same time, God has external form. God exists by a certain force, makes God exist also. This force and laws govern God's will. Men are made with portion responsibility to resemble God. This is our responsibility. But we lost that value with the fall. So, the original body of God has these characteristics. So, my heart should become somebody that resembles God's love, God's Shimjung, God's character, and my body should also resemble God, God's laws, God's principles. So, our heart is the subject, and our life is the body, the object. And then we become the united, harmonious bodies. yang song, song, yang and yin, of masculine and feminine sexes. And then thus substantiated becomes male and female, man and woman. Man resembles all of God's yang. It means that man has God's sexual organ, male sexual organ. And women resemble God's yin nature, meaning that they inherit God's yin type feminine sexual organ. In December last year, we there was a time when Father got the highest level of leaders from South America, and he was walking down the aisle, and there were all Catholic leaders, because South America is a very Catholic place. And then he went to one lady that was very beautiful, dressed and everything, and he went to her and she said, "Are you a woman?" And she said, "Of course." And everybody was bewildered, and then he said, "Do you have a sexual organ? And if you were made in God's image, then do you think God had a sexual organ too or not?" And through persuading this woman, he was educating the audience. Then he went to another man and said, "Are you a man?" And they all knew that what the next question was going to be. If you were made resembling God, then does God have a... If you have a sexual organ, then does God have a sexual organ too? God has one too. So within God, there is both male sexual organ and female sexual organ, but they don't have a body. So, the fact that God is the united harmony of yang and yin means that he is the absolute subject of absolute sex. He is the origin and absolute subject of absolute sex. This is the original principle that we are studying. The answer is very easy. In order for God to reveal this truth, needs to plant the seed in fertile soil, otherwise the seed will die. So in order for God to reveal this and make sure that the environment was prepared, it has taken so long. Father started introducing this concept through talking about concave and convex in front of leaders. People would come to listen to Father for many hours, and then when they were leaving, the only thing that was left in their heads was convex, concave. But this is, at that time, people kind of laughed at Father, but this is actually the truth of truths. My father had a male sexual organ. My grandfather had a male sexual organ. My great-grandfather had a male sexual organ. My sons will have sexual organs for eternity. This is how humanity has continued to be born. This is the palace of life, palace of love, and palace of lineage. Who is the owner of this sexual organ? It is God. God is the owner of absolute sex. Do you understand? Therefore, man that is made in form, image of God, we are to resemble God's internal nature, God's simjong, God's true love, character. We live in this fallen world and we say true love in this fallen world, but the meaning of true love in this fallen world and true love that we're talking about here is completely different. The fundamental aspect is different because true love is centered on God. Unless we understand the principle, we cannot understand whether my love is true or false love. So if it's centered on God, it's true love. If it's not, it's false love. Absolute sex is the core of Shimjong. Shimjong is the root of true love, which makes character. When God created all things, His motivation was Shimjong, was heart. Shimjong is an irrepressible impulse to want to give, want to love. This heart was the motivation, the standard to make all things. That's why angels were also made with Shimjong as the motivation. They were made with Shimjong as the motivation. Man was made so that they could become the masters of Shimjong and then love the archangels with God's love. But man wasn't able to fulfill, to mature, to become people of God's Shimjong, and therefore they weren't able to love all things with God's heart. And the archangels weren't able to receive God's love through man. So true love comes from God's Shimjong. Love that doesn't come from God's Shimjong is false love. And what is connected with Shimjong is the lineage. Okay, let's make an example. There are many women here. When women grow up, they grow up in somebody's house, and they grow up, and then they go through adolescence, they grow past that, and then they go to get married and follow their husband. And then they have sons and daughters and live together. And then one day, and then you look at your husband. Your husband is also grown up in somebody's house, and that husband has parents. So the wife comes to live with the husband, and she has both her parents and her husband's parents. Let's say that someday, at the same time, the husband's father is in a very difficult situation. At the same time, her own father was in a very difficult situation, and she had to go see both of them and take care of them. But she would go to her father-in-law, take care of him, but where's her heart? Her heart is with her father that gave birth to her. Why? This is because her lineage, her blood, came from her parents. And with blood comes your heart. There's the Shimjong, world of Shimjong is connected with lineage. So that Adam and Eve died through the fall. What died? They lived till 950 with having sons and daughters. What died? Their Shimjong died. Shimjong comes through God's words to us. But because Adam and Eve didn't listen to God's words, and they listened to Satan's words, and they connected sexually with the archangel, with Satan. So that is where false love came from. That is the root of false love. We have to become beings of Shimjong, otherwise we cannot resemble God. If all people live to resemble God's Shimjong, God's true love, and God's character, then all races around the world would all be one. How much longing do you have in your heart? Longing. If two people, husband and wife, live together, but they don't have any longing of love within their hearts, then that couple is dead. People that have Shimjong have so much longing within their hearts. Then God, who is the origin of Shimjong and true parents for substantiation of Shimjong, how is our Shimjong? If we have Shimjong, then our heart of longing should be so strong towards God and true parents. What is our heart longing for? A house? Nice house? Then we are longing for money. What are we longing for most in our lives? We have to look deeply in our hearts to see where our hearts are at. All things were made with the principle of creation. This is the blueprint. So, whether you have a lot of knowledge or not, whether you have darker skin or lighter skin, that is not the problem. We are all the same. Our original nature all comes from the same place. And if all people laugh, then we all feel happiness. When we cry, we feel sadness. Babies are all babies are the same. When they are hungry, they know how to cry. When they see somebody they like, they smile. So young children, young children only look to their parents. What is most difficult for us? We need to have a center. What is the most difficult words for us to hear is when people talk bad about our own parents. When somebody comes along and says that this other person is way better than your father, then that is not right, because it's not good to tear young children away from their parents. Because when you're young, you think that your parents are the best in the world. But when they grow up, they might think that, they're people that are actually better than my parents. But even no matter how splendid a lecturer or leader you might be, you should bow in front of that father, even if that father is less standard than you. And then the son can follow and respect his father. Instead of comparing his father with other people, we must all resemble God. This is our responsibility through the growth period. When rice blossoms, it has very nice sweet nectar inside. Then the blossom falls, and then that sweet nectar grows and grows and becomes a grain of rice. That nectar inside of the flower is the essence that will make the rice grain. But this nectar has to mature to become the rice grain. So God gave us His characteristics inside of us. He implanted His characteristics inside of us. We must mature these characteristics. Mature. Do you understand? We have to understand that this is our portion of responsibility. This education is education in God's providential history to proclaim the completion, the realm of liberation through completing portion of responsibility. This happens by resembling God's internal nature, external form, yang, song, yin, yang and yin. That we don't just resemble God's internal nature and external form, but we resemble God's character of absolute sex. on top of absolute sex, we need to, on top of that, can have the realm of absolute liberation. Mankind hasn't been able to become completely free because they have not understood absolute sex. Adam and Eve were supposed to become the owners of absolute sex, but they didn't fulfill their personal responsibility to fulfill that and become true parents, and that is why God was not able to fulfill his responsibility either. Why are we using the words personal responsibility? God made all things, and in the very end he made man to be the lords of creation. What is God's responsibility is to make man in his image. And our responsibility is to resemble God. To God implanted his characteristics inside of us. We are to mature those characteristics. But nobody throughout history was able to do this until true parents came and they completely resemble God. And this is how God could finally fulfill his responsibility to make somebody in his image. So this is the education to proclaim the liberated realm by completing the portion of responsibility. So we must study True Parents Course and become beings that substantiate absolute sex and own it. We need to resemble God's Shimjong, God's character, God's true love, and understand God's laws, God's principles, so that we can resemble God. There are so many people in this world, billions of people, but we are all one body. And when we all resemble God, then this is God's ideal of Chonilguk. All these things exist with relationship, have the relationship of yang and yin. So, in terms of yang and yin, there's subject and object. And then there's for internal and external, there's subject and object, internal and external, cause and result, vertical, horizontal, invisible, visible. You might think that male and female are also internal and external because the woman should be inside and the man should go outside or something. But there's words in Korean that says that my father gave birth to me and my mother raised me. I thought my mother gave birth to me, and my mother was the one that gave milk to me and raised me. What does it mean that God, my father gave birth to me? But after studying the principle, I could understand. Father said that the man has the seed. This seed is made from the bone marrow. The sperm seed goes and is implanted within the mother's womb through love. So life comes from the man, from the father. So that is why my father giving birth to me and my mother raising me is correct. That is why man is internal and woman is external. That's why we say that. We need to be very clear about God and God's principles. Be able to explain clearly. Yang is subject, yin is object. Internal nature is subject, external form is object. One time we gathered very famous clergy. And study the principle. And someone said, it said that in the unification principle, we say that God is God of dual characteristics, but studying the principle, it says that God is four characteristics. Looks like there are four characteristics. The yang and yin are inside of God's internal nature and external form. So God is the harmonious union of original internal nature and original external form, and harmonious union of original masculinity and original femininity, the position of the masculine subject partner. What is most important here is to make clear the relationship of subject and object. This is the most fundamental relationship of all things. If you say subject, it's because you are thinking about the object. If you say object, you are thinking about the subject. The first cause, first being, is this first being made out of thought or matter? Or is there a God? Is God the origin, or is matter the origin? They are made out of the same element. And that is why it's in united harmony. Just as water, vapor, and ice are all made of H2O. They are made of the same element. So they're not made out of two different things, but they're made out of one, the same element. This is the absolute only one theory. It looks like there are four characteristics. But both God's internal nature and external form are made out of the same element. So, completely same element. So it looks like there are four characteristics, but actually there are two characteristics. We can now understand all of the principles of the universe because we are understanding the fundamental characteristics of God. But God didn't just finish here. God is infinite. God, in this physical world, there's limits. But with God's Shimjung and true love, there are no limits. They can go beyond all laws. We studied about God's dual characteristics. You understand? Let's study one more thing. God exists in dual characteristics. This is what true parents teach us, the fundamental part of the principle. Let's talk about it one more time. This is God. God, the origin, source. God has internal nature, external form, which are together in one inside of God. And both within God's internal nature and external form, there's yang characters in his internal nature and external form, and yin characteristics. In yin characteristics in God's internal nature and yin characteristics in God's external form. And so yang characteristics and then yin characteristics. Like yang could be more subjective, internal nature, more active, or more happy nature, and yin internal nature could be more quiet, or more reserved type nature. Then externally, external form is male form, and externally, external form, the yin form is female. So true beautiful people is when the things that you're supposed to have are in the right position. So, if your eyes are in the right place, nose is in the right place, your mouth is in the right place, ears are in the right place, then you can be a beautiful person. If your eye is in the wrong place, then don't call that very beautiful. So, need to have things in the right place. God's internal nature and external form, God's characteristics have Shimjong, true love, character, and then God is also a being that has law, principle, and order. God is also the union of yang and yin. He is the union of absolute sex. And he is the only one. And when we look at God's position to the universe, God is the masculine subject. We resemble God's internal nature, external form, yang and yin. So, if you're a man, what do you resemble about God? You resemble God's male sexual organ. And the woman resemble God's female sexual organ. We are separate, God's separated, divided into man and divided into woman. So we are to become beings of God's Shimjong, true love and character, with principle, law and order. And then, as male and female united, we need to keep absolute sex together, become people that God can dwell with, that God can dwell with us through the holy matrimony, the holy blessing, and where God dwells with us is in the midst of the sexual organs coming together in unity. So we say portion of responsibility, but no matter how much we might say those words, unless we have absolute sex, then we're not fulfilling the portion of responsibility. God is my father, God is my parents. What kind of parents are they? Is God? God is God of Shimjong, true love and character. God of principle, law, and order, and God of absolute sex. That is why I need to become a couple of absolute sex. And then my family can become a family where God can reside. This education is the last education. So God is my parent, I am God's child. This is not just some father that I attend because of faith. It's not a concept, but reality. I need to attend God with my heart as my father, as my parent. So we studied again about God's dual characteristics, and then on this foundation we can explain the rest of the principle. So God, Shimjong, is most important. So we'll sing a song about God's Shimjong, God's heart. We are connected by heart. So let's sing heart about unified soldiers.
그저 지금과 불렀던 그런 형식적인 노래가 되지 않고 정말로 내 뼈골에 사무쳐서
So don't just sing a song because it's sing a song time, but focus on the words and sing these words from your heart.
Thank you.